Good morning, everyone from Los Angeles. I'm happy that you are with us on the 21st conference, St. Shenouda UCLA Conference of Coptic Studies. And we're going to start our program with Dr. Yohanna Nassim Youssef, who happened to be from the same church that I used to go to in Egypt. Just as a side note, he's a prolific author of books and scholarly articles in many branches of Coptology. You'll find his name everywhere, literally. And he's currently lecturing at the Sankt Ignatius College in Stockholm, Sweden. So he's going to be talking with us on the consecration of the Church of St. John the Baptist in
Duena.
Okay, I'll let him pronounce these things himself. So without further ado, Professor
Johan. Okay, before I start, can you see this the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so as you know that I am Johanna and interested on all what is related to John the Baptist, Johanna, etc. So this is just to be subjective before to be objective. And more of than quarter of a century ago, I studied the phenomenon occurs in the Coptic Synaxarium, the feast of the summer and winter, which I published in a review, Spanish review called Aula Orientalis. And I noticed that there are some feasts are the same. For example, if you take St. Minas, for example, 15 Hatur, and you count 6 months, there is the feast of his consecration. The same could be applied for St. Mercurius, etc. We have also for St. John the Baptist, we have two feasts. We have the feast of Second Bauna and the feast of his martyrdom, which is the second of Tut. In this paper, I will edit an Arabic text about a local feast that explains this fact, why they choose 6 months ahead. As my time is limited, so I can't read the whole text because it will be too long. So I will leave this for the publication of the text, but I will just give some observation. John the Baptist is one of the most venerated saints in the Coptic literature, and hence in the Coptic literature. His veneration is attested all over Egypt and Alexandria up to Luxor in different dates. Texts relating to the consecration of the Church of St. John the Baptist, Duena is second of Kiak. The village is called previously Tuch Bekrema. This date is not attested in the lectionaries or synaxarium in Upper or Lower Egypt. So it's a unique phenomenon to see why they choose the second of Kiak, while we know that the second Bauna, as I start in the beginning, and second of Tut. We may find an allusion of the feast of this feast in the rite of Upper Egypt, Father Zanetti called Fête de Circonstance. That means just feast for circumstances. Le jour ou l'eau de la crue annuel du Nil. The feast when the water of the flood enter to the canals. And this is what Father Zanetti mentioned in the rite of Upper Egypt. It's important to mention that no edition of the Synaxarium made any allusion to this commemoration on the second of Kiak for the feast of St. John the Baptist. The feast of John the Baptist of the second calendar, in the calendars of second Kiak, is seems to be very local as the commemoration is absent from the Menologos. The Menologos are the texts that are adjacent to the gospel. By the end, they put a kind of calendar that means the day of so-and-so and the cell commemorated so-and-so. And this was published by Cicero in Patrologia Orientalis. The calendar of Ibn al-Rahib in his text, Ibn Abu al-Barakat Ibn al-Kabar, known as Barsoum, Al-Qashandi, 14th century and 15th century, or in any doxology manuscript. What is the task discussed below relating to a local pilgrim center in this church? Actually, there is no feast in this site, as the relics of John the Baptist claim to be in the monastery of Saint Macarius. Our text shows that the founder of the place found the girdle of John the Baptist. Its source mentions that the cult of John the Baptist in Egypt is linked with Elisha the prophet. In the Synaxarium of Constantinople, the feast of Elisha is commemorated 28th of November, 2nd of Kiak, which is very important. And here is the text in Greek. On this day, the dedication of Saint Prophet Elisha. Amazing enough, there is no commemoration of John the Baptist in the Syriac calendar in the month of November. The text occurs in the following manuscript, Paris Arab, manuscript number 4872, Paris Arab 4778, Coptic Museum 483, History Incomplete, St. Macarius Monastery, Hagiography, manuscript is dated 1550. This church is not mentioned in the history of the churches and monastery ascribed to Abu al-Makarim Gergis Sa'adullah, which is written around early 13th century. It doesn't occur in the history of the patriarchs. The first text that mentions this church is the Muslim historian Maqrizi. بنحية الدوينة كنيسة على اسم أبو يحنس القصير وفيها وفيهم عظيمة وكان بها رجل يقال له يونس عمل يونس من جور عمل أسقف واشتهر بمعرفة علوم عديدة فتعصبوا عليه حسدا منهم وعلى علمه ودفنوه حيا وقد تواغل جسمه. And here is the translation. Is this district of Duena, there is a church named after Saint John the Dwarf, who is much venerated among them. There he lived a man named John Eunice, who was elected bishop, and he was celebrated for his knowledge in several sciences. They were irritated against him for envy of his knowledge, and they buried alive him, and his body had already ascended to heaven. This is in the 17th century, the village was visited, Duena was visited by Van Slip. And he mentioned at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we arrived to Duena, where he continued 2 days because the Bishop of Siut was to consecrate there an altar. The village was the beginning as Tuch Bekrim, a village adjoining, where of their appears not now a least sign. And this is the cause. A gentlewoman, sorry, at that time we used to say gentlewoman and gentlemen, not ladies and gentlemen. This is just by a gentlewoman of this place called Udina, having built a church out of Tuch Behrim to the honor of St. John the Baptist. Many inhabitants caused houses to be built near this church, so by degree, numbers of people increased more and more, and they left Tuch Bekrim empty, and the place where this church was built became a village, which they called after the name of the gentlewoman, again gentlewoman, Udina, and now is called corruptly Divina. This church was afterward overthrown by the Devidar. Devidar, it's a Turkish name that means from Dawa. Dawa, it's the ink pot. So Devidar, that means the one who is carrying the ink pot. So that means a kind of secretary. and a branch of the Nile artificially made, which washed the walls, and now there remains nothing but an altar upon which the bishop says the mass after a reconsecration. It seems that Vanslim got access to this memoir, or at least was informed about its contents, as he mentioned several features, such as the name of the church. The church is built next to the river, which with a great fortification. The founder of the church is a nun. The church is named after John the Baptist. Actually, there is a church named after St. John the Baptist that is the type of 12 domes, but we have only 9 domes. It should be dated between 18th and 19th century, but the church conserves some screens and icons. While Tim says that this church is named after a certain John without any precision. In relation about the erection of this church of the Duena, and the reason to make the feast of John the Baptist on the second of the month of Tu, I commence to explain that the edification of this church, which is Tuch Krima, which is known as the Duena. A report about the building of the church and the reason of the feast in it for the John the Baptist of second of Kirk. The text starts with epilogue. The author evokes the history of the Patriarch Theophilus, who found a treasure and this and built churches. And this treasure is mentioned in a lot of texts in the Coptic tradition. So we have it, for example, in a homily about the three young men, mentioning the three Sitas, that means Theos, Theophilus, and Theodosius. And while they found these three Sitas, they say, okay, we'll find, and they found this three Sitas, that means the three Sitas, they found a treasure, and according to the story, the king ordered to take this treasure from the temple and to build churches. Here, the text introduced the story of a virgin, a daughter of a noble, Archon, who was proposed to marriage, but by night she got a vision of John the Baptist that she should prepare and build a church for John the Baptist. And while she was preparing her marriage, she decided not to continue and to become nun serving John the Baptist. The virgin went and found the girdle and the belt on his tomb in Alexandria at the time before the translation to Saint Monastery, the monastery of Saint Macarius. She decided to become a virgin for the Lord and to serve the name of John the Baptist. Again, the text referred to the story of the treasure of the temple of Theophilus, as I mentioned before, and that the patriarch started to build churches from Alexandria to Aswan. The virgin arrived to a village called Bekerma, which is Duena, and she liked the place, and she started to build this beautiful church after the name of St. John the Baptist. The church was built next to the Nile River. The church was consecrated in the second of the month of Kiak. For this holy church, the second of the month, for the church in the second of the month of Tut, the church is flooded by water of the Nile. You know that the flood of the Nile came. So as the church was next to the river bank, it was flooded. That's why they decided to postpone it, to make it on the second of the month of Kiak, when the Nile start to decrease, so they can celebrate the feast there. The author of the text provide another reason for the date of consecration of the church. The consecration is the quarry of Dandara. In this time, our father Abba, whom the father of Senobis, and it was the second day of the month of Tut. So in order not to make a competition between the feast of Amba Bakum, the father of Senobitism, and the feast of Saint John the Baptist, so they decided to postpone the feast of Saint John the Baptist in Duena to make it second of the month of Kiak. And for another reason, because in second of Tut, it is summer, but and Duena, it's a hot weather. So they started to make it Kiak while the weather it will be cooler, so they can accept more pilgrim to come to this pilgrimage. In a previous study I found that normally the feast of the summer, the feast of the summer are always in Lower Egypt. So we have, for example, Sete de Miana, we have Saint George Midamsis, Al-Adra, Da'dus, etc. They are all in Lower Egypt. The feast in Upper Egypt are always in winter, because Upper Egypt in winter it's warm, so people can come and stay. Another reason, it should be next to a river or to a way. At that time, the Nile is a highway. They can go here and there, and that's why they choose to build the church next to the highway.
That's why it is, and we are in here. No, it's just too hard to understand.
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. Okay.
No question. Go ahead.
Okay, the text made praise of John the Baptist, his father Zechariah, and his mother. The author compared John the Baptist with the angel, with the mark, with the martyrs, with the prophets, to show the superiority of John over them all. And this is exactly the same like we find in the homily 14 of Severus of Antioch about the Virgin Mary. They said the Virgin Mary is above the saints, the martyrs, etc., etc., etc. So both are, this similarity is recurrent in the Coptic literature. The author of the text referred to a local tradition is not attested elsewhere. In order to justify the importance of this local pilgrimage, he says that the lady found the belt of John the Baptist, and that's why they built the whole church on the belt that she found on her tomb, which was miraculously found on his tomb. So this is just an overview about the text, and the whole text will be published by in the Coptica, the whole text with the reference. So, and now, thank you. Any question?
Thank you very much. If anyone has a question, let's see what Andrew is saying. In which part of Egypt is Duena located?
Yeah, Duena is not far from Asyut. And it's not far from Asyut, and because Asyut is in Upper Egypt, that's why they wanted to make it when it is good weather. They don't want to make it during summer. It will be very hot. That's why they prefer to make it while the weather is good. You know, part of the thing also that when they choose is time and space. So for space, there is two criteria. The first one should be next to the river, so the people can take the Nile to go from Upper to Lower Egypt to visit the center, the church, and also it should be the time when there is no field and there is no crops. So in this case, the pilgrim can come and plant their tents here and there to stay for a while. So they choose the time and space. This is the main idea. And if we take all the pilgrimage according to the calendar, we see they respect this. So for example, when we take the pilgrim of Seti Demiana in Lower Egypt, we found that it is the time, it is around May, when they have finished already the harvest and the fields are already, the crops are already, so the fields are empty, they can plant, there is no problem, and it's not far from the Nile, so they can come, and the time is cooler than in Upper Egypt. Okay.
There is another question from Ashraf. After thanking you, he said there is another feast of St. John the Baptist on the 30th of Amshir, the yes. apparition of his head.
Yeah, in fact, as I told, there are very, and there is one in the 28th. So John the Baptist is one of the most commemorated saints in the Coptic Church. So we have the feast of Annunciation of his birth, the feast of his birth, the feast of his martyrdom, the feast of his translation to his relics. So there are not only one feast, there are many feasts. And that's why it's a very huge corpus of texts that we have. We are not dealing with one text or two texts, we are dealing with several texts. And to find something new, it's very hard to find. So, because till in 1955, published a text in the Medaic about all the John the Baptist in the Coptic literature. But he didn't see the Copto-Arabic literature. Our text seems to be already known in Coptic. You know, there are some tricks that show that the text even was translated from Coptic or it was genuinely written in Arabic. Our text has the test of being Coptic. For example, when we use what's called the passive voice, they use the third person plural. While in Arabic, we have a passive voice completely different. In the Coptic, in the Copto-Arabic text, we say qalu, third person plural. While in Arabic, in classical Arabic, we say qila. So some feature like this shows that the text has a substratum that didn't survive in Coptic and was translated into Arabic.
Now, question from me. The text has not been published before, correct?
Yes. It will be published in Coptica 2025 or 26, I don't know.
That long. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I respect my time. I give you 5 minutes just to drink your tea.
Okay, but